Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Sunday in the Stewart household was to be a red-letter day for a certain young man named Robert. At last he was strong enough to see his wife Rosalind for 5 whole minutes. But no one dreaded the meeting more than his parents, for Robert had never been told that Rosalind might be deformed for the rest of her life. That was indeed the tragedy which lurked behind the scene of impending joy. Florence, wondering just how the situation should be handled, talked it over with Uncle Jimmy.
Just take it easy, Florence. After all, there are thousands of girls who have worse things happen to them than coming out of an accident with a neck injury. Her face might have been horribly scarred. Or Rosalind might have suffered the loss of her eyesight, or legs, arms, or back broken. Now, let's leave well enough alone for just a few hours, eh?
I was so worried last night, I hardly slept. About 3 o'clock, I got up and cleaned the living room.
Oh, my dear.
Then I went out in the garden and cut some flowers. I guess I got them before the frost did.
Well, I hope you put your coat on. Early mornings are getting just a wee bit nippy.
I can't tell you how good the cold air felt. How quiet everything seemed. I rather envied the earth and all the growing things their quietude.
Well, when we humans have been working out our problems for millions of years, we'll have that same quietude. Florence, just carry on, day by day. And for each day, let's be thankful.
Thankful? Thankful for all these troubles, the sorrows of the last few weeks?
No, my dear, not for the sorrows, but for the privilege of being alive and in the middle of things. Life at best is a game. We're all playing it. And if we put on our thinking caps and place the riddle on the blackboard, we usually come out with a solution.
I guess I've been so close to the tragedy in this family, been a part of it for that matter, that I... Oh, well... I'll try and let go and hope for the best.
Oh, now, that's the spirit I like. And that's the spirit that's going to win.
Hey, Mom, here comes Mrs. Jensen and Sister Rosalind.
Good heavens, and here we haven't even looked in on Bobby to see if he's dressed.
Oh, Arnold is with him.
Boy, oh, boy, Sister Rosalind looks swell.
Johnny, come away from that window.
Want me to run and meet Sister Rosalind and Mrs. Jensen?
Why, yes, Johnny, that's a tip-top idea.
Wait, Johnny. Uncle Jimmy, will you go upstairs and tell Arnold Rosalind's coming over? I mean, over here. And ready to see Bobby?
Well, I'd be glad to. But who's going to welcome Rosalind to your home? Johnny?
No. No, a woman who hopes she's taken unto herself at least one of the virtues.
Bless you for your humility, Florence Stewart.
I want my daughter-in-law to enter the Stewart house on the arm of a woman who can at least be her very loving friend.
I got Rosalind all fixed up except for her hair. And she said you wanted to do that, Mrs. Stewart.
I certainly do. Now, I'll try and be very careful, Rosalind. Oh, my head isn't the least bit sensitive. Just do anything you want.
Say, Brother Robert wants to know what's holding up the procession.
You just tell your brother to...
I know. Hold his horses.
Man, you'd think these men never run a comb through their own hair. But let me hand you the hairpin, Mrs. Stewart.
Thank you, Mrs. Jensen.
Gosh, don't you women have a lot of trouble with everything?
Well, now, what, for instance?
Turn around just a little to the left, Rosalind.
All right.
Oh, everything. You just can't take it.
Oh, Lori, haven't you finished with Rosalind's hair yet?
Just ignore him. After all, he's just a mere man.
Lori, are you deaf?
Let not any of us answer him.
Lori, Mrs. Jensen, Rosalind.
Say, Mom, do you think that's fair? Men don't do things like that.
No, Johnny, they don't. Just the heap sight worse. Now, did I never. Forgot to take some of the basins out of the hem of that dress. It won't take but a minute, Rosalind.
Thank you, Mother Jensen.
Oh, Mr. Stewart, Bobby's getting worried. Says you've done nothing but yell at the top of your lungs.
Well, then why doesn't somebody answer me? I can't barge in there with women dressing hair and fixing dresses and...
Then I shall enter the lion's den.
Good for you, Uncle Jimmy. Daddy's an old fraidy cat.
Well, well, children. Just about ready?
Just about. Like Rosalind's hair this way?
Oh, my dear. It's just perfect. Young lady, you're pretty enough to be a bride.
I haven't seen Robert in such a long time. I hope I don't get to blushing. Blushing, I mean.
Now, girls, don't turn this into a sewing bee. The boy's just allowed 5 minutes to visit with Rosalind, you know.
There. There. Now got all the basins out.
All right, my dear. Now look at yourself. It's just... Oh, just
too divine for words.
Johnny, that's not funny. I love it that way. Thank you so much. You're so good to me.
Well, Mom, aren't you going to kiss Rosalind? She's got her face turned up.
Oh, excuse me, Rosalind. Certainly. Oh, you do look lovely. Lovely enough to be a bride.
Then, Jess, though I wouldn't have Rosalind married in such a plain dress. Not if it was done by my hand.
Am I lovely enough to be the bride of your son, Mrs. Stewart? Mrs. Stewart. Oh, no, you mustn't call me that now. But you don't want me to call you...
No.
Not because of what you've done, but because of what I've done.
Rosalind ain't never going to press you, Mrs. Stewart. The word mother is an honor which...
Which I haven't earned. Yes, that's true. But I could be Rosalind's loving friend. Why, her older sister, for that matter. Don't be unhappy. I'm not. I'm just looking ahead to, oh, so much happiness for all of us.
Mrs. Stewart, we're living in such a modern age. Why don't you let Rosalind call you?
Yes, Rosalind. Do that. Oh, it'd make Robert happy, too.
Call me Florence.
You're not kidding me, are you? It's really true. Rosalind's getting her hair fixed, isn't it?
Bobby, with my own eyes, I saw the hairpins being put in your wife's hair.
Well, I hope you'll take Uncle Jimmy's word for it, Bobby, and stop working yourself into a relapse or something.
Gosh, you'd think Rosalind was to be Queen of the May.
Mr. Stewart, what are we going to do with that boy of yours? How about chucking him right out the window, eh?
Now, look, I'll give Rosalind just 30 seconds to put in an appearance at the door of her husband's room. And then if...
It... Bobby! Rosalind's just too beautiful. Gosh, you should see the way Mom has her hair fixed.
Listen, Dot, you go tell the women that I'm so anxious to see Rosalind that I'll take her bald-headed or with a wig.
Oh, dear, now look what you've done to your tie. Here, and brush your hair a little. What's the matter with you?
Well, well, so it's only the girls who fuss with their hair. Bobby! Uncle Jimmy!
Now what? Gosh, for a guy who's getting over some heart trouble.
All right, Johnny, what's the latest development in there?
Bobby, any time you don't want Rosalind for your wife, I'll take her for my best girl.
Johnny, what the committee would like to know is, has fair Queen Rosalind put her first foot on the grand staircase?
Gee whiz, didn't I tell you? She's right outside the door, just waiting for somebody to say come in.
Well, now, aren't you the little master of suspense? All right, Mr. Stewart, Dorothy, Johnny... How about all of us getting out in a hurry?
Bobby, Father just wants to see.
I know, Dad. Thanks a million.
Gee,
I feel weak in the knees.
Bobby, thanks, Uncle Jim.
Brother Bobby, we love Rosalind just like we love Mom and Sister Dorothy. Well, what I want to say is...
that your wife, Bobby, has become one of the Stewart family.
Bobby, I'm here in the alcove.
Oh, gee, that's a surprise for me. I'm really going out of my room to see Ralph. I'll open the door for you, lad. Thanks.
Gee, thanks a lot, everybody. You've all been so swell to me.
Rosalind.
Bobby.
Excuse me for a minute. I can't see you. My eyes aren't adjusted to the light. Rosalind, I'm afraid I'm going to... Oh, Rosalind.
Bobby, my darling. Now we'll never be separated again. As long as we live.
Oh, Rosalind. I know when my eyes are wide open, you'll be so beautiful.
Mr. Stewart, this is a happy day. Bobby stood that 5 minutes with Rosalind in tip-top shape.
Yes, he certainly did. I got him off to bed early. I thought he'd have enough excitement for one day.
He doesn't suspect that Rosalind's staying at Mrs. Jepson's.
No, and I don't want him to find out for a few days. One thing at a time.
I asked Rosalind if he noticed that her head was twisted to one side, and she said no. Hope he doesn't for a little while, until he's stronger.
I'll get it, Daddy.
All right, dear.
My, I don't know when I've been so tired and yet so happy. I guess we were all worn out with anticipation. But like the old, old story, all's well that ends well.
It's for you, Daddy. It's Miss Branton, the personnel director from your office.
Oh, that's great. Tell her I'm coming.
Oh, she said not to call you to the phone. Just wants to know if she can see Bobby tomorrow evening after dinner.
Yes, of course. Tell her to come over and have dinner with us. And tell her Mother will extend the invitation in the morning.
Daddy.
Ooh, Miss Brenton seems to take a very unusual interest in Bobby's future.
Yes, and she's a very, very thoughtful girl. She's made a study of rehabilitation. And, well, I'm certainly glad that she and Bobby at last are getting together.
Yes. Mr. Stewart, does Miss Brenton know that Bobby is a married man?
Now, why should Uncle Jimmy ask such a question of Robert's father? Can Miss Brenton have more than just an impersonal interest in Robert Stewart even before she meets him? And Rosalind, what if Robert should find out that his wife is deformed?